Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus, coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour!
Probably help if I take this thing off of mute. Well, welcome to the show. I don't know if you can hear my kid screaming in the background. He's playing a lightsaber battle with my wife. They're way, way down the hall. They're actually outside. And he's screaming so much. You can probably hear it in here because our house is kind of open. Unfortunately.
Hello. Rufus.
Can you hear me? Do I sound better than last time?
Oh, my God, dude. Last time, I'm pretty sure that would give me an anxiety attack.
Yeah, you and me both.
I kept wanting to, like, I don't know, like, try to tune you in or something.
I didn't even bother listening to the archived version of it. I knew it was just going to be frustrating and horrible.
I wonder that if any of it actually... I mean, I'm guessing bits and pieces of it were recording. But,
yeah.
It probably would be a little frustrating.
But this says, sounds better, huh?
Oh, yeah, a million times better. I think the only way it could get worse if we were using two soup cans.
Well, that pretty much sums up the internet technology here in Nicaragua anyway, though.
Well, I mean, it seems to be working okay today. I mean, what do you expect for $3 a week?
$3 a week. I am actually sitting pretty close to the router, though. It's Wi-Fi, you know, so all the walls are cement here. Like, the farther I get away from it, the shittier the connection is. But it seems to be pretty good throughout the house. But I did, for the show, get a little bit closer to it just to be sure.
So, I mean, but you could plug an Ethernet cord in. I mean, they must have Ethernet coming to your house, correct, or not?
Well, I can plug an Ethernet. It's a modem. Actually, I don't even know why they don't do this in the States yet. Maybe they do, and I've just been gone. But, like, whenever we had Internet in Texas, we got a modem that was Ethernet.
Right.
You know, it came in through the cable, and you could plug an Ethernet cable into it. But if you wanted a Wi-Fi router, you had to go buy a Wi-Fi router and hook it up. The one that we get here, it's a modem with a Wi-Fi built in. So, yeah, I can do an Ethernet directly into it, but it's already got a Wi-Fi as part of it. I don't know why
that's
not standard issue.
The U.S. just gouging you. Linksys. Linksys wanted to gouge you for an extra $30.
Yeah, exactly. It probably is some sort of, you know, underhanded partnership between, like, Time Warner Cable and Linksys so that they won't build Wi-Fi directly into their modems so that Linksys can make a buck.
Linksys is probably owned by Comcast or someone.
Oh, I'm sure.
I would assume. But it sounds like you got a little howler monkey back there. What's going on, Rufus? Are you out? You're not outside, are you?
No, I'm not outside. That's my kid having a lightsaber battle with my wife on the back patio.
Oh, yeah? Who's winning?
I don't know. I don't know. Probably my son.
You got some mileage out of the piece of red PVC pipe. I'll give you that.
These are brand new lightsabers. These are legitimate store-bought lightsabers. Nothing homemade.
What are those? Like,
that's why he's having
30
such a
grand?
Good time. Yeah, they were about 30,000 Cordovas, so about $2 U.S.
I hope they're better than the ones I had as a kid. You remember the lightsabers? Well, when I was a kid, anyways, they were just like a flashlight with a plastic tube on it, and you'd, like, try to have a legitimate fight with it, and it would, like, bend in half the first
just
hour you
totally
owned it.
Totally fucking snap.
You just, like, shit out of
luck. Yeah, you had to have really slow fights.
Yes, no contact.
That's right. It was like playing flag football with lightsabers.
Yeah, then what was that game where laser tag? Remember that? That didn't
laser
really
tag.
Work well. The original one, anyways.
You know, I never, ever played laser tag. And I would like to, even as an adult,
yeah,
but I never have.
It's like tag with lasers.
Oh, isn't that what it says on the box? It's like tag
yeah.
with lasers.
It sounds a hell of a lot more fun than it is when you say with lasers or laser tag, but it's really not.
Yeah, when you add the word laser to anything, it pretty much upgrades your expectations.
Especially in 1985 or 84.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, right. I mean, only NASA really had lasers.
Now I guess it's like laser tag wasn't violent enough, so they're like, can we get a little closer to death? How about paintball? How about some pain?
Yeah, no shit. Have you played paintball?
Fuck no. That's no.
Yeah, I have to admit, maybe I just have no balls, but I've got no desire for that because I got a feeling that it's not really as fun as it looks unless you are borderline fucking insane.
Basically, my assessment would be it's probably like laser tag with a lot of fucking pain and dirt.
Yeah, as if the lasers were balls full of paint traveling very fast.
Right, and you have to play. As soon as you put a protective eye gear into the mix for me, I'm pretty much out. I'm not interested anymore.
Yeah. You know, whenever I was a kid, and I would say junior high, maybe first freshman, sophomore year of high school, my best friend, his family owned a huge fucking ranch out in somewhere in Texas. And it was an annual thing for about a year where we would go out to this ranch, me and him and a couple of other people, and it was like a four-day camp out during the summer. And we split up into teams, and we played capture the flag on this, like, you know, 300-acre ranch. And we had BB guns, and we shot each other with BB guns. It was a BB gun fight. And I cannot believe nobody lost an eyeball. I took a BB to the inner thigh right next to a nut, and then that's when I was like, I lose. I quit. I'm out.
I'm with you.
Maybe
we
that's
played
why
plenty
I'll never
of
play
BB.
Paintball.
Yeah, we played with BB guns up here as well, just in the woods back here. And yeah, I've had broken skin from BBs. I broke skin with BBs. You know what I mean? It's not.
Oh, yes.
It's I'm surprised I have both my eyes. I've got. You know what? Let me tell you a story. And this is an honest to God truth story, Rufus. This is an honest to God truth story. When I was a kid, my first experience with a BB gun.
Yes.
When I was a kid, my neighbor guy was selling a Red Ryder, like a Red Ryder. I don't know if it was a Red Ryder was the brand name. It was probably a Daisy, but it just you cocked it and you shot a BB, right?
Yes.
And he was selling it for $5, and I bought it from him. Even though my mom told me not to, I bought it from him. I was like seven. I was like seven or eight. And I took it back to what we called the hill, right? And there was a Whipple ball on the ground. I shot at the Whipple ball, and the fucking BB ricocheted and hit me right under the fucking eyeball.
You're shitting me. That's like a Christmas story.
No. Yes, I know it is. I know it's like Christmas story, but that happened before Christmas story even happened. I mean,
wow,
my story was not
awesome.
As exciting because I was like, I could have fucking been blinded right there. I had that realization at 7 years old.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that. Were you old enough to realize, oh, fuck, that could have been serious, or was it just like, ha, 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 let's shoot some more stuff?
No, I was like, wow, that could have been fucking serious. And then when I turned, like, 14, we decided just to shoot each other with BB guns. So I guess
yeah,
didn't really stick with
the wiffle ball out of it.
Right, exactly. Not just shoot for someone's face while you're throwing bottle rockets at them.
Take out the middleman. You just shoot directly at the eye.
I also had a firecracker blow up in my hand. That's the truth.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like a regular firecracker, right? But yeah, it blew up
yeah.
in my hand. We were throwing firecrackers at each other.
Did that hurt?
You know what? I was like 11 probably. And yeah, it hurt, but it hurt. But I mean, it didn't like burn me or break any bones or any skin or anything. But it was fucking scary. So I went and got a scuba glove and was wearing a scuba glove to throw the firecrackers.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. I don't remember even having pain sensors.
No. Well, you learn
how
to.
I'm a rat on cocaine. I'm a rat on cocaine, basically.
A rat on cocaine. So let's jot that down for the name of a song.
Don't rats just like keep going back for more cocaine until basically they die? Sort of like people.
I think people do that too. Yeah, exactly.
So, did you listen to Little Wing at all, Rufus?
God damn it, dude. I'll be honest. I completely forgot. I found it yesterday while I was working, and I bookmarked it, and then I forgot to come back to it. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it until today, but I didn't realize how short it was. For some reason, I thought it was a much longer song. I guess maybe the Stevie Ray version is probably like 9 minutes or something.
Yeah, the Hendrix one is only like 2 minutes, 14 seconds or something, but Jimmy,
yeah,
which
like,
is weird. You, yeah.
Right. I mean, I had to assume
Jimmy
it was like
the whole
fucking marathon.
Thing.
Well, for the listeners, next time we're going to have a song and we're both going to listen to it. And then on the air, we're going to tell our analysis of the song. And then we're going to Google it and see if either of us were right. Because, I mean, obviously some songs we probably would be right about. Or we're just like totally way off the mark. And then we're going to keep score. To make it more interesting, we're going to keep score and see who wins. What do you think, Rufus?
Right. And I think that's a plan. And I think anybody listening should call in and tell us if they agree with our interpretation or disagree with it. Because by then, I'm telling you, I'm picking out the jams. Exactly.
Yes.
So I'm picking out the jams, man. Starting next Tuesday, we're going to be doing a pro, flying by the seat of our pants. I mean, it'll be entertaining for people to, you know, listen to us stumble and fall as we figure it out. But, I mean, every episode's gold. I think we go into it kind of timid, tiptoeing in and thinking we don't know what's going to happen, and we don't. But by the end of it, we're laughing our ass off, and we've been brilliant the whole time.
Right.
So I'm thinking the Tuesdays, the floodgates are going to be open.
So now we should hook up the Facebook thing then too? I mean, you know you can send out that Facebook alert like right before you come on to – you know, I have one question for you, Rufus, about Facebook in general.
Okay.
The question is – so, you know, we've got 322 likes or whatever on the Hypersloth page. Now,
right.
When we send out something, it doesn't go to all 322 of those people, obviously, right?
Yes, it does.
It does?
When we post something like on the official Hypersloth page, it pops up for every one of those people. But they may be following so many other shit and have so many other friends that it gets buried and everything else. But, yeah. If they're following us, that means they see everything that we post.
No fucking way, because I thought maybe it was just the friends. Not the likes people, the friends saw that stuff.
No, it's the likes, because the Hypersloth page is different than, like, your personal page. Like, your ZigZag page, people have to like you and you have to like them. The Hypersloth page is set up like a business page, where as long as somebody likes it, then they're going to start seeing everything that we do on it.
Wow, because honest to God, I was hoping that you put your voice into that that Go Animate. Because I mean, the more I watch it, I'm like, I'm about to throw that up on the web. Hypersloth's not safe. Since when is Hypersloth safe?
You know, I felt the same thing because I did watch it yesterday afternoon. I don't know if you saw my email. I will add my voice to it. I don't know that I can really. Honestly, dude, I don't know that if I can come up with anything funnier than what you already did, but I'll repeat it in my voice. But I thought the same thing, too, at the end of it. I was like, in fact, the only reason I didn't put it up on Facebook right that moment is because I did want to do my own bit, and just given the surroundings, I couldn't at the time.
I want you to, definitely. And, you know, if you're worried about the pot thing or whatever, are you worried about people that I'm talking too much about pot? I mean, honestly, you can tell me that.
No.
Okay. Because I know I don't want your mom to get, like, tweaked out that you're some kind of pothead.
Yeah, well, I can make fun of crack because I'm an addict. It's therapeutic.
Right. Well, I mean, it's like, you know, I can make fun of other white people because I'm white. I mean,
that's
I can say honky. There's nothing
good
wrong
point.
With when I spit out honky. I've called some people some honkies.
That's right. I can say cracker.
I mean, I remember way back in Austin, I was like to you, I was like, yo, honky, what's up? I'm one bad
that's
honky.
That's right. What's up, my honky? I remember that. That was huge.
Let's turn that into something. What's up, my honky? That was great.
Well, we should make like a gangsta rap, but instead of dropping nigga, we just drop honky all the time.
You drop honky bomb. You dropped the honky bomb.
Oh, my God. You said the H word.
Let's see if we can get the word honky banned from the fucking airwaves.
We should do that.
I'm serious. Let's just be like, I'm so sick of honkies. People would think we were black, though, probably, wouldn't they?
We should set up a .org webpage that's all about getting the word honky banned from media and just see how many followers we can get. Do it up like a totally serious antihonky.org or something, you know?
I find the word honky offensive.
We can even have like you can sign a virtual petition to send to Congress and all kinds of stuff.
Tell me this isn't the skit gold. This is skit gold we're trying to...
This reminds me of a Mr. Show.
Yes, we could do this with Go Animate. We could.
Oh, my God, you're right.
We
you are
we
totally
could, like,
right.
We could have us stand in line getting a petition ready to, go into some place and talking to somebody. Hey, we're here to get a petition started to fucking ban the word honky.
Yeah,
it's like before you know
brilliant.
It, people are going around, dude, and they're just acting like honkies. They don't care about shit. They're just lazy. Oh my God. That's why people should not call each other honkies. I was wrong to call you a honky, Cliff, but I'm sorry.
That's right. That brings us all down. It diminishes the struggles that we and our ancestors went through.
Exactly. You know the exact spin I'm putting on
it. I mean the lions and tigers we had to fight to go get slaves.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many of my brethren died just trying to find a good slave.
I mean, it's like you just got to respect yourself and call yourself a Caucasian, you know? Don't call yourself no honky. Don't be calling yourself a honky.
Honky
you
power.
You ain't a honky. You're Caucasian.
That's right.
I just think of honkies as people that are uneducated and unemployed. Those are honkies.
Yes.
They wear their pants. They wear their pants really high up on their waist.
High-waisted pants, yes. Jesus Christ.
Yes, that is fucking comedy gold, people. See what you're when you tune in and hear this every week, you're getting this every week. This isn't like a one-show deal. You're getting this every fucking week, people. Free. Free of charge. You have to pay.
What?
We have to pay to bring us to you. You're welcome.
You're welcome. That's right. Don't you think we're just a couple of honkies?
Yeah, I ain't no honky. Don't you come around here calling me no honky.
You bitch-ass honky.
That's trouble, dude. That's whack.
That is whack. That is quite whack indeed.
What is the white equivalent for whack?
God, I don't know. Silly?
Shit,
that is
lame.
Silly.
Lame? Silly.
Lame, yeah.
I love it. That's silly. You silly, honky.
That's silly, yo. You silly honky.
Watch out, man. That's one crazy honky.
Man, that dude is silly.
He's a silly honky. All right, well, let's remember that. Let's remember that. That's another
yeah,
one
I've
for
already
the
made
book.
A note. I made a note in Notepad.
So also on the show, and the lag is really going to determine pretty much the feel of the show. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so. I think what we should do, because I'm going to upgrade this weekend, maybe tomorrow. Maybe let's do just you and I get on with a test run with this fancy new Skype thing that we get with a premium and see exactly how well it is, how good it is. I'm talking like a honky.
I'm trying to think if there's a way that we could just, like, Skype. We could Skype to Skype, face Skype to Skype, and have the show, like, come. I don't know. I mean, there's got to be some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Like, we could just be live on the air and have the Skype coming through a speaker or something, so we would be, like, real-time talking to each other. You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes any sense.
Right.
If I'm saying it right.
Well, I'll hook it up. Let's just tinker with it Monday and see what all we can do with it.
Yeah, I mean, because I would like to do that where we write a song on the show, and I was thinking about that today. I'm like, well, I mean, if we got that delay, you know, I guess we could still do it technically, but we couldn't really play together. But that might sound
cool.
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
The problem. It might be like a natural reverb. But it's so unpredictable.
No,
I mean,
it'd probably be just as annoying as that. So you all moved in then, Ruben?
Yeah, exactly. We're still working out the kinks. I mean, you know, the place is unfurnished. We still got guys coming in kind of finishing up some of the refurb. And I got no privacy. Like, my office has two windows open to the hallway because it's all about airflow. So I need to board those up or something. So I had to leave my office and do the show in the bedroom because of the lightsaber battle going on in the patio, which is right outside the office. But, the place is livable. It's not always
when we
workable.
Make our first million, I'm going to send you a second Tona fridge. Well, it's not Tona, it's Victoria Frost.
Victoria Frost.
Yeah, I saw in that picture that was out on the floor.
We bought three 12-packs, and I can only fit one 12-pack in the fridge. It's sad.
You need a fridge like we had on Roehampton that just had nothing but beer in it and, like, stuff that got put in there and never taken out.
The last time I remember opening that fridge was I stumbled out of my room drunk in the dead of night. Nobody else was up. And I found some weird shit that Joe had cooked in his cooking glass. And I ate a handful of it and thought, this tastes like fucking dog food. And I stumbled back to bed.
You know what's crazy? Is that stuff that he brought home from that cooking class was the worst fucking food I ever had. I mean,
I don't remember having any
salad. I've got a honky's palate.
Do what? Honky's palate. Well, that was the only thing I remember having, and I wasn't kidding. I remember that night doing that, and I found it, and I was really skeptical because I've always been kind of a germaphobe, and I'm skeptical of, like, raw meat and shit, and I'm like, well, this guy is just now learning how to cook. Maybe I don't want to deal with this, but I was, you know, drunk and tired. So I just fucking ate it, and I remember thinking, well, that's not that good. But beyond that, I don't remember. I'll tell you what I remember that was really fucking good was you made some sort of Italian beef roast for a Christmas bash one year that was fucking dope, man.
I'm still somewhat semi-famous for my Italian beef roast. And you know what, folks? About five shows in, I might give up that recipe. And you know what? What makes that recipe so good is that it includes beer. Two cans of beer are necessary to cook this. So you know
really?
It's good. It's actually really simple.
Two cans of beer. I remember it being awesome.
It is tasty.
It was like,
you know,
I
when
know
I had that
subtitle?
when I had that sub shop, I actually took that every, instead of doing Italian sausage, I did that every Friday. You know how we did the sausage at Delaware? I did the Italian beef on Fridays.
God, that must have sold well.
It did. It did sell well. That was a good. You know what? If it wasn't such a pain in the ass, I would have put it on every day. But it's, you know, it's just a lot to fucking babysit.
But yeah, how many of those did you
two guys that cook fast food were probably could cook circles around fucking Joe back then anyway.
No shit. Well, even, just making an Italian sub was cooking circles around Joe, I think.
You know, do you even remember that Joe worked at Delaware one fucking night? That dickhead.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. I'm going to kick his fucking ass. Yes. He begged and begged to get a fucking job there. And so I got him a job there, and he literally came one night, worked from like 6 to 9 or whatever, and then just didn't show up the next day. It just wasn't for him. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? You're willing to be a chef, and it's too much for you to hack to cook a couple of fucking subs and stand around and watch TV?
I bet he thought it was beneath him as a chef.
No, you know what, dude? I think it was that you had to interact with people. Remember how you just like
yeah,
get so retarded?
Good at that. Yeah, but
no. If I see him, I'm going to kick his fucking ass. I'm going to kick his honky ass.
You kick his silly honky ass?
Yes, he is a fucking, he's a silly honky if there ever was a meaning to the word.
He was the silliest honky that ever honked a silly.
He was a silly fucking ginger honky.
Oh my God, that's right. That's the worst kind of honky. That's like double honky.
Dude, maybe that's a part of society that just needs to be fucking let go of. I think by 2050, we're going to be a happy country if we get rid of the gingers.
I was on YouTube the other day, actually last night, I don't remember what I was looking for, and a suggested video to me was something about how gingers are the bane of mankind and should be eliminated. I'm trying to find it now. Of course,
well,
I can't.
It's said by 20, supposedly, they'll be eliminated by 2050, right?
Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
I mean, that's – all right, people, this is it. It's natural selection at work. It really is. It's because gingers cannot get laid, so they cannot procreate.
That's true. Have you ever seen a redheaded person?
You know, not a real redhead, like a chick who says she's redheaded and dyes her hair red, yeah, but not like a natural redhead, no.
No, me either. I mean, guy or girl, they always look kind of shifty-eyed. And
I would say inbred. I think the word you were looking for was inbred.
I think there is some substandard DNA involved, I think.
Involved. Yes, they're going to – that is why natural selection is taking care of it. Just was a matter of time.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, like, all of us will actually be weeded out someday, I would imagine. We'll just – maybe we'll evolve back into monkeys.
Evolve back into monkeys. There's a skit right there.
Or, I mean, really, if you think about it, there is a good chance that we could evolve into fucking things that we think of as aliens. I mean, you know, we have no reason to use our fucking muscles barely anymore. So I guess maybe in the long run – your body gets all skinny and little, and your head gets real fucking big because you're doing nothing but, like, texting or thinking or something.
Thinking,
yes, it makes sense.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Now, when I think of, like, human beings 100 years from now, really pretty sad and pathetic, but we're super smart and pretty well entertained.
Smart and fat.
Smart and fat, exactly. Have you seen the movie?
Now,
oh, yeah. God. Have you seen the movie Wall-E?
You know what? I have not, but I can tell you what the cover of the movie looks like. It's a robot, right, with a little head. Looks like a broom upside down almost.
Yeah, yeah. It's a cool, you and your kid will love it, but it's a cool little robot. And what the story is, I'll just recap it really, really shortly. The Earth got so fucked up that everybody left in a big spaceship to find some other let's be fixed by these robots that they left to kind of clean up all the fucking debris and shit. But the people in the spaceship never heard about it, and the spaceship was built to take care of them. So when the movie starts, it shows, like, all the people, and all the people, like, sit around in these hovering chairs, and they're fucking huge and fat, and they get fed, like, big gulps all the time, and they even have scenes with, like,
a fat... Right, which is exactly what's happening.
Yeah, that's exactly what it'll be.
So what happens to Wall-E now? I'm curious.
It's a good movie. It really is good. You should check it out. Like I said, with your kid. Your kid will love it. It's a typical Pixar animated love story.
Is it on
movie,
Netflix?
Movie. Yes. It is on Netflix. I think we watched it on Netflix, yeah.
No way. No, nothing good is on Netflix. There's
God damn, isn't
Netflix.
That right? There was fucking
I mean, how does Netflix
really
make money?
I don't know how they make money. Especially, have you checked out Amazon streaming video?
No, I have not, I must admit.
Okay.
That's something
not
I should check out.
You should
I
check it out.
I smell sponsorship.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you should check it out if you realize, like me, that Netflix really offers nothing. And not only do they offer nothing, I went looking for things that I saw a month ago that are now, like, gone.
Yeah, you
but
know what?
Amazon,
I've looked for, like, the world's worst movies. I can't even find bad movies on there that I would want to watch.
I don't know why, but they're losing movies, and I think they're losing them to things like Amazon streaming, because Amazon streaming isn't like a monthly subscription, right? They're more like a video store. You can rent a video, and you pay like $2, and you get a movie. And I mean like a movie that just came out in theaters a week ago for like 72 hours.
Yeah, you can
hours.
Do that on Apple, too. Apple, you can do that on Apple. Yeah, iTunes has that.
Yeah, so Netflix has to catch up with that for sure, because...
Yeah, you know, and you know what? The only reason I'm paying $7.99 for Netflix, let me explain that to you, Rufus. I was looking through my bills today to go through do my taxes for next year, for last year, and mm-hmm. I have a million fucking trial things that I've signed up for that I've never fucking canceled, never. I mean, it came out to like $140 a month or something fucking stupid.
You need an app to remind you of that.
Yes. Yes, and that's what I want to do. I want to talk to you, too, because I do want to put this ad together for this Notre Dame thing. I mean, I'm running an ad, like an ad. Not a classified ad, but like an
oh,
ad.
Oh, really?
You know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And, you know, on there I am going to put that they need to sign in this. All applicants are going to be obligated to sign a non-disclosure agreement. You know? But
sure.
We're offering up a pretty big chunk of something here. I mean, if we were talking 20%, if we could get, you know, a couple of kids that are young and hungry to split that 20% and work on it together, we fucking could
yeah.
be, in, you know, we could work some shit. I also want to do a Sloth Me app. Does that make any sense? Sloth Me.
I think it does, but explain it.
Like, someone can take a picture of themselves and we turn them into a thing like Slothy?
Fuck yeah. Awesome.
I mean, I think that couldn't be that hard to put together, I wouldn't. I mean, do you think?
I think that'd probably be simpler than the subscription reminder app, for sure.
Yeah, yeah. And I wouldn't expect the Sloth Me app. That would be a free thing to give away.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just because we're, like, now we're making apps and stuff. First of all, we need to really put some cartoons together. I mean, I think that's a great vehicle.
I think so, too, yes.
I mean, did you practice at all and see how easy it is just to put the voice in?
I did. I did a test thing pretty quick. It's,
right.
It's pretty brainless, man.
I mean, all you have to do to go into that other, that crack guy animation
uh-huh.
is click underneath the scene and record the voice, and if you're happy with it, just push add voice. You know what I mean? It's that fucking simple. It's only one track.
It's
only
ridiculous.
One person can be speaking in a track, unless we do voiceovers. Like, not voiceovers, unless we, like, upload our own shit.
Right.
I mean,
but
we can upload
really
our own stuff,
I mean,
and they will lip sync to it.
But it is pretty brilliant, obviously. I love that thing. And it gets easier the more you use it.
Right. I mean, it's pretty fucking easy as is. I can't believe.
Yeah.
And I really can't believe how easy it is. Especially having, like, dabbled in that before the hard way.
Right.
Those guys have got to be super incredible rich.
I would think so. And it's a great, I mean, really, if you use it like the way they have it set up, you could make, like, commercials that go on TV. Using that other office thing, that professional office space shit. Unbelievable.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so Go Animate, you might want to think about sponsorship, too. So where are we right now with our sponsorships?
Go Animate,
not
Amazon.
Netflix. Not Netflix, obviously.
Nope. Amazon and iTunes.
Comcast, Linksys. We didn't really bash them. We just said that, you know, they are what they are.
I think
and
we commended
Honky.
Them for their business savvy.
Exactly, we did. And Honkies. Or anti-Honky.
Right.
Well, no. We're not really anti-honky. We're just anti the word honky.
Yeah, exactly. Man, can you imagine saying that the other way? I'm not anti... Jeez, I'm all paranoid now. I'm not anti-nigger. I just don't like the word. I mean, put that on a T-shirt.
The word.
Put that on a T-shirt. See how many of those...
We can sell that. I mean... We can say that, though, because we're honkies.
That's right.
No, wait, that did not come out right. That didn't come out right. We can say that the word honky offends us because we're honkies, right? Black people can do that as well. I don't know. I lost my way there, Rufus.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I think we should get used to apologizing if we pursue this.
But any other thoughts? So, yeah, I wanted to do that. We'll spin the dice and write a song. Just we could do, like, a current events song. Would that make sense? Would that be entertaining at all?
I think so. I mean, should we pick the current event before the show or, like, read the headlines and try to come up with something on air?
I say read the headline and try to come up with it.
Man, that makes me nervous, but I have to say that I agree with you.
It might be funny just because if you don't know the whole story, we could just wing it and take the story wherever we want it to go. And it'd probably be funnier than the headline.
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh wait, are you saying
we read the
headline?
I think the first thing I want to tackle is AIDS. Let's tackle AIDS on the first show.
Okay, yeah, let's start small. Let's start small. And then the next one we'll do abortion.
Song about AIDS. Yes.
We can do a song about should you get an abortion if you're pregnant and have AIDS?
And have been
raped. That'd be a
and
compelling. And have been raped by a honky.
Which is more than likely.
A silly honky. It is more than likely. Honkies are known for rape.
Here's a question for you. You know what? It seems like all the young white girls are dating black guys now. Who are all the black girls dating?
That's a good question, dude. Wow. So all the young white girls are dating black dudes. So who are the young black girls dating?
Chinese?
I think they're
Chinese
just...
people? Japanese?
I don't think Chinese people go there, do they?
Oh, wait. They're all stuck at home with their kids. Yeah, I
that's
there.
Right. They're stuck at home with the black guy's kids before the black guy left them for a white girl.
Exactly. And you know what? We probably could get away with saying that because I bet there's statistics show that's pretty damn true.
The problem is that even if there are statistics showing it, you can't get away with saying it, I think. The media has proven that.
Yep, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. I wonder if you get away saying it as an animated character.
Well, that's true. Cartoons and comedians can get away with saying anything. So we're in a good spot.
Seems like it. We are. We're perfect. We can say anything. We've got, what do they call that when you can go to a different country and you
Immunity. We have immunity. We have universal. We have
diplomatic
comedic
immunity.
Comedic
immunity. Wow, that's gold. Comedic immunity.
That is gold. So, I mean, we're going to spin the songs, right, on the show. Spin the songs.
Yes.
I will come up. You know, I owe you a long email. I do realize that.
I owe you a lot of stuff, bud.
I'm not sure how to take that, Rufus.
No, seriously, I've been wanting to, like, do the Go Animate voice and even work on my own thing and contribute, and I just haven't been able to because of the moving shit. So I feel like I've been...
Right, no, and I understand that. And I was a little late this week, too, because I had some stragglers work stuff going on. But I'm really ready to go full-time with this. Between doing the program and doing the Hyperslot stuff, I'm going to do it for the next 6 months. Or, you know, I'm going to try to put 40 hours a week into doing it over the next 6 months. Even if I have to work
longer. Me too. And that's one of the reasons why I don't want us to, like, wait until we get something polished. Because I think we'll be waiting forever because nothing will be polished enough for us. So I'm just going to say...
Right, you're exactly
right. I'm going to put the bill, and yeah, and Tuesday, you know, we're on air live, and it's going to be promoted.
Yeah, I say you're right. You're right. Just like I said about this stuff, you can't dig a hole by talking about it. You don't get anything done by talking about digging a hole. You just got to do it. And so let's do it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, we will. We'll find out Tuesday.
I'm scared, Rufus. Hold me.
Do what?
I said I'm scared. Hold me.
Oh, you silly honky.
That's some honky-ass talk right there, let me tell you that.
That is some honky-ass
talk. I'm a bad honky. Let's do it. You know what? I really think we should make a skit about the honky thing. And that
I think we should. I think it's good.
Get a bunch of people standing around. We'll put on like an anti-honky rally. I'm sure you could make signs in that thing or, you know, take back the word honky. Maybe we should try to just take the word back.
I'm almost thinking we should do it as like a...
We could have a mascot as a duck named Honky.
Oh, my God. Yes.
That's
I'm telling you, we could build it up as a real, like, viral thing where people don't know if it's for real or not, and maybe even get some press out of it.
Yes. That's what I mean... Honestly, anything I think of, I always feel like we need to get the press involved.
I agree, and putting out press releases is super fucking easy. I have a connection that with the guy I started a company with, and I bailed on the company because I hated it, but he's got, like...
That's a great story, isn't it?
he pays for it, but he can get a press release to fucking New York Times and shit. I mean, it might not get printed, but he can get it on the desk of a fucking guy at New York Times... You know, AP or whatever.
We need to do that. We need to come up with a. You know what? We just need to come up with the old Hyperslot reunion, like we had talked about before. The future of entertainment.
Yeah, build it up big.
Future of me. The future.
That's right.
How about just the future of the future?
I kind of like the future of the future, to be honest with you.
I do too. I think that has a nice ring to it.
The future of the future. Yeah, it's humble. It's humble.
It is humble. But true. I mean, it's true. So we should probably trademark that.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. Even if it wasn't a Hyperslot thing,
should.
It's actually kind of clever sounding. So
yeah, we should trademark
it
by the domain.
Let's see. I guarantee you someone already has the future of the future. You think? I'm looking it up
right
now.
I'm checking it out right now.
Okay.
Thefutureofthefuture.com. My internet's going slow, I think, because I'm on Skype. Oh, here we go. Something's coming up.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. What if the internet is God?
What?